From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Voters in Britain have dealt Prime Minister Theresa May's ruling Conservative Party a major setback in a snap election she called to rally support ahead of negotiations to exit the European Union. Not letting the results dissuade her, May spoke confidently of the future.
This will allow us to come together as a country and channel our energies towards a successful Brexit deal.
May formally asked the Queen for permission to form a new government as a coalition between her party and Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on Qatar to be responsive to Gulf neighbors, acknowledging
Qatar has a history of supporting groups that have spanned the spectrum of political expression, from activism to violence.
Tillerson said the Emir of Qatar has made progress in halting financial support and expelling terrorist elements, but called on the country to do more. Tillerson also called on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt to ease the blockade against Qatar. U.S. President Donald Trump's Twitter account was dormant on Thursday when former FBI Director James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. However, Friday morning, the president took to the social media platform to claim exoneration and to say that Comey is a leaker. Trump fired Comey in May, saying, quote, this Russia thing was on his mind when he decided to dismiss the head of the nation's top law enforcement agency while he was leading its probe into Russia's meddling in last year's election. For updates to these stories and more 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. After U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Accord, China may seize a global leadership role in that sector. However, some environmental activists say China will find it difficult to establish global leadership in a situation where Chinese companies are investing in polluting mines and industries under the Belt and Road Program. Simon Baptist from the Economist Intelligence Unit says China may still get something out of the role.
This gives Xi Jinping an opportunity to pursue his agenda of increasing China's soft power. And I think he will certainly give some rhetoric around being a leader on climate change.
But Beijing may be forced to sacrifice a part of the ambitious program if it wants to take moral leadership on climate change issues. Islamic State has released a video showing the bloodied body of a captive Chinese national the terrorist group claimed to have killed along with his female partner in southwestern Pakistan. VOA's Doug Bernard reports.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said Beijing is in contact with the Pakistani side and trying to learn more about and verify the situation by all means. Islamic State's global media outlet, the Amaq News Agency, announced on Thursday the group had executed the two captives in Mastung, a district about 50 kilometers south of Quetta. The Syria-based terrorist group issued the claim hours after Pakistani authorities announced a major military operation had destroyed a would-be IS headquarters in a rugged mountain range near Mastung.
The army said the raid killed 12, quote, hardcore militants, while five security personnel were also wounded during the clashes. Japan's parliament passed a law Friday to allow Emperor Akihito to abdicate and be succeeded by his elder son, Crown Prince Naruhito. The abdication would be Japan's first in 200 years. Media reports have said officials are considering Akihito's abdication at the end of 2018 when he turns 85. In a vote televised live on NHK Public Television, the upper house of parliament passed the bill unanimously on Friday after the lower chamber gave its approval last week. The abdication must take place within 3 years of the new law taking effect, or it expires and only applies to Akihito. The last Japanese emperor to abdicate was Kokaku in 1887. A UN aid agency that helps Palestinians in Gaza condemned the territory's Hamas rulers on Friday. The group discovered a tunnel running under two of its schools for boys. There was no comment from Hamas. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.